Hey, this is Andrew Perella, the producer of Something Wild. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. So NHPR just wrapped up our year-end member drive, during which, if you haven't heard, we were offering thank you gifts with the Something Wild owl on it. The member drive is over, but you can still get yourself a coffee mug or a spankin' tote. Click on the support button at nhpr.org and grab your owl swag. Thanks. And thanks also to the Currier Museum of Art. Explore the art, science, and adventure of the Northeast's tallest peak in Mount Washington, the crown of New England, now through January 16th exclusively at the Currier Museum of Art in Manchester. More info at currier.org.
This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild.
I heard a Christmas carol this week.
Yeah, there are a lot of those going around these days.
No kidding. But being a bird guy, one in particular that always catches my ear is the 12 Days of Christmas.
I can see that. There's a lot of birds featured in that song.
But like so many of our carols, the lyrics are from old Europe, and they don't really speak to me about life here in 21st century New England. So I was thinking, maybe it's time for an update.
Update, yeah, I can get behind that. Let's make this a New Hampshire Christmas carol. Where do we start?
On the 12th day of Christmas.
Actually, being a science guy, I'd like to skip right over to days 12 through 8. Those have to do with craftspeople and artisans. Let's get to the important stuff, the birds.
All right, well, let's see. Seven swans are swimming?
This one doesn't change all that much. We have mute swans that live year-round right here in New Hampshire. You can see them swimming along the shores of Great Bay in the winter. They are, in fact, the same species as the ones in the song, imported from Europe beginning in the late 1800s.
Seven swans on Great Bay!
All right, that was easy. Next comes six geese a-laying. That seems pretty straightforward. Probably referred to a domestic breed of goose providing food for the household.
Probably, but there are very few goose farmers in New Hampshire these days. How about Canada geese? They have become very common as a winter resident in New Hampshire recently.
They didn't used to be, though.
No, they used to simply stop over on migration. Some still migrate long distances from Canada to the southern U.S. each fall, but a subset of the population manages to get by, even in our cold, snowy winters.
Okay, so we'll change that to... That's not quite as crisp as the swans.
But let's keep on going.
Right, so on the fifth day of Christmas, five gold rings. That doesn't have anything to do with birds.
Some historians think that those rings actually refer to ring-necked birds. And in New Hampshire, we have only one such bird, the ring-necked pheasant, but they have bold white neck rings.
Right, but the males do have beautiful, bright, golden plumage, and they can run like the dickens.
Which is why bird hunters like them. In fact, most pheasants in the state are here solely because New Hampshire Fish and Game stocks them for hunters.
Five ring-necked pheasants!
Next is four calling birds. What are those, some kind of songbird?
Actually, the original lyric is collie birds, referring to birds the color of coal.
Right, like blackbirds, grackles, cowbirds.
Exactly, but most New Hampshire blackbirds migrate out of state in the fall. Crows, on the other hand, mostly stick around, and they seem to get along just fine.
Glory, black crows!
Three French hens. You see plenty of domestic chickens, like New Hampshire Reds, and not just on farms. More and more cities are allowing residents to keep the only pet that will make you breakfast.
Three New Hampshire Reds!
So on to the penultimate day of Christmas.
Two turtle doves.
Another European breed, but one that never crossed the Atlantic. Instead, here in New Hampshire, when you look out at your feeder on Christmas morning, you'll see mourning doves.
And those doves are M-O-U-R-N, mourning.
Right, named for the melancholy hooting sound of their call.
Two mourning doves!
So now we're down to the first day, the partridge in a pear tree.
Well, I'm going to suggest we use the ruffed grouse.
Well, that makes sense. Better known in the northern part of the state as the partridge.
And as for the pear tree...
Well, allow me. It has to be an aspen. Not only is it found all over New Hampshire, it's also a kind of supermarket for wildlife. Deer and moose chew on aspen bark, smaller mammals like mice chew on its twigs, and ruffed grouse love aspen buds.
And a grouse in an aspen tree.
I hope you liked our New Hampshire take on the 12 Days of Christmas. And a big thanks to our friends at Not Your Mom's Musical Theater for providing such fine musical accompaniment.
You can hear them singing without us interrupting them at nhpr.org. I'm Dave Anderson. Happy holidays.
And I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.